Yeah, well, I think he kind of takes things personally on the, you know, just the whole team when something's not done well, whether it's special teams, defense, or offense. But, you know, I think Chip is a great football mind, but I think he's an even better offensive mind. You know, he's able to make adjustments and do little crafty things out on the field that, you know, can open a defense up. So, when we're not able to make adjustments in the middle of a game, I think they might take that personally.
The blocking's probably the biggest thing. I didn't do it all too much at Stanford. That's kind of been the biggest thing that I focus on throughout my time here. The receiving's a lot more natural to me, per se, but I worked very hard on the blocking as well. At the beginning of the game, the Giants had a linebacker on me, and then I think I had two catches or three targets or something like that, and then they put a safety on me. I've seen a nickel. I've seen corners. It's kind of been all over the place. So I think it's just kind of my game plan.
I think we're a huge part of the offense as it is, whether that comes to blocking or receiving. I think so many people just think of, oh, tight ends, you know, you gotta get yards, catches, and that's all. Man, there's so much more to the position, way more to the position. The stuff that we have to do, pass blocking, run blocking, it's huge, and it's vital to this team being successful, and you can't overlook that, and we never will. So we know we're a big part of this offense, whether it means catches or no catches. Oh, yeah. I mean, just like the Giants last week, you know, I don't think the Giants are a bad team in a little bit of a rut, but that's the way Tampa is. And anytime you play any team in the NFL, there's always talent, and those guys are always hungry to win football games. It's never fun to lose, so they're going to be ready, man.